Now we find in chapter 7, we have Stephen's defense here before the council. And what he does is to go over the history of the nation Israel. And he gives a recitation of their resistance and rebellion to God. And he charges the council of being betrayers and murderers of Jesus. And that, of course, genders their bitterest hatred, and it leads, of course, to the stoning of Stephen. Now, he's going over their history. And you have here in chapter 7 an inspired survey of the history of the nation. And he makes it very clear that there never was a time when the entire nation worshiped God, that it was always a remnant. It never was the entire nation. And so we find him beginning here. Then said the high priest, "Are these things so?" They make the charge against him, and so he answers now. And he said, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken." Now that's a marvelous beginning. A man. Well, they're his brethren. Brethren in the flesh. And fathers. They're the older man. He's the younger man. I'm of the opinion, and we're going to see this later on, we sometimes hear it said that Christianity at the beginning was actually a youth movement. It's not altogether an accurate state that the early church was a youth movement. And the two men who constitute probably as prominent a place as any other two is Stephen, we're going to look at now, and Saul of Tarsus. And both of these men had a great deal to do in shaping the course of the church on the human plane. Both of them were remarkable young men, both gifted by the Holy Spirit. And the only time that they ever met, they were enemies. Each stood on the opposite side of the cross. And the cross divided Stephen and Saul as truly as it did the two thieves that were crucified there. And this man, Saul of Tarsus, he could say accurately, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." And that's what he thought about that young man, Stephen. Well, we're going to see that later on. But now, here is this young man. He's the first martyr in the church. And he begins now, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken." That is, listen to me. "The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan," or Haran, as we would have it today, "and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee." Now, this man Stephen, this is a masterstroke, this message of his, ordinarily passed over, and we're going to have time to go over it, not thoroughly, but at least to look at the high points in it. He goes back to the beginning of the nation. This nation began with Abraham. You're going to begin with the nation Israel. You have to go back to Abraham, and it's very important to go back to Abraham, because that is the place they begin. And they don't go any farther back than that. You'll find that again and again, that it goes back to just Abraham. The genealogy that opens the New Testament and Matthew, written to the nation Israel, only goes back to Abraham. Now, if you want the one going back to Adam, you have to go to the Gospel of Luke. Now, actually, when you read the defense of Stephen, it's not so much a defense as it is a recitation of the history of the nation Israel and of their resistance as a nation and their rebellion to God, that it was always, at all times, a little remnant. Now, that is true today in the church, the organized church, the visible church that you and I see. A great many people say, "Well, do you think so-and-so is a Christian? You think this deacon is a Christian, or that member is a Christian?" Well, the question is, it's a good question, but the answer is probably no, they're not. And they say, my, well, then they ought not to be in the church. That's true. It's always been the little remnant from the very beginning, and that is true today. Now, Stephen goes over their history. He begins with Abraham, and Abraham believed God, and he obeyed God. Faith always leads to obedience, of course. It's not saving faith if it doesn't